The only thing that increases intellectual capacity is. The only thing that increases intellectual capacity is reading. Reading not for knowledge but to increase mental acuity. That is a 70% truth value statement. One of my coach's paid newsletter for January says, I quote, "How to stay mentally sharp. Read. Reading is to the brain what going to the gym is for the body. There is a lot of science behind this. Studies show that reading improves your mental acuity and can increase your intelligence and cognitive ability. The best reason to be smart is not so you can impress people, but so you can perform your tasks at the highest level possible. Acuity is sharpness or keenness of thought, vision, or hearing. What you have to work with. Astuteness is what you can glean from it, what you can build with it. Reading is what some famous people didn't do who got Alzheimer's in spite of being authors. Many authors don't read, or don't read regularly. I read, not articles. But books, at least, at the minimum 2 hours a day. I also don't read to learn. Intelligence is not knowledge, it is an ability to get, recognize, and use knowledge. This past year I read 100 books. I don't count the non-fiction books. I did not finish any of them. Frown although I am 80% with Russell Brunson's book. When I was in architecture school I didn't bother to read, I valued sleeping more than reading. I was gradually getting dumber during those 5 years. Why am I suddenly writing about intelligence, intellectual capacities again? Because the world's intelligence is dropping. Unfortunately my client's intelligence isn't high enough either to actually have much acuity. To see, hear, to be sharp, to recognize. And thus my work with you is harder if not made impossible by the lack of muscles in that area. It matters what you read, but not as much as you think it does. One of my clients was reading a 7-book thriller I recommended and her mental acuity was rising. Over the holidays she didn't read. And her mental acuity dropped to half. Mental acuity behaves really as similarly to muscles as my coach says. In my oldies exercise class they used to pause the classes for the month of August. When we came back in September, I couldn't hold my balance suddenly longer than 5 seconds while before the break I could for 45 seconds. Balance, standing on one leg is a muscle strength exercise. It's most accurate, you cannot substitute speed, or swinging for strength there. The concepts you need to master, to be able to use the DNA adjustment to keep the capacities on, need to be understood first. And I see that people are already dropping the ball at understanding. This is their lack, unless, of course, I am not explaining them well. Which is always possible. So whether you are a client or not, if this is true for my clients after a 10-day break for the holidays, then it is probably true for you too. And if you move around in the world with diminished mental acuity, then anyone can sell you an oceanfront property in Montana. You are too stupid to know Montana is a landlocked state in the USA. In today's day and age, people believe whatever they want, and consider it true, reality. And with this we cannot call ourselves an intelligent species. Because we aren't. So instead of worrying about all the Marjorie Greens, and all the other conspiracy theorists, or whatever BS people tend to believe, you need to worry about your mental acuity. I just watched a video about China's real estate bubble. A billion people falling for a scam, a Ponzi scheme. Not very intelligent, is it? But you fancy yourself intelligent, because you do. I once had weekly calls with a dude whose IQ I measured at 70. I talked and occasionally he put his 2 cents worth in. He considered himself way more intelligent than me. My IQ is 170. He saw himself higher. Or me a liar. No matter who I talk to, they consider that they are able to grasp what I say. But most can't. But if you read, regularly, you could raise your intelligence, your mental acuity, and then we could actually have a conversation that you benefit from. I'd rather that you raise yourself than that I have to lower myself. Even though most people say I have to talk on a third grade school level. But I do not want to talk to third grade school level people. If you want to move yourself towards the good life, a life where you love yourself and you love your life, you better buckle up and start doing something about your falling acuity, your falling intelligence. Or you won't. Some of my so-called coaches don't read. They listen to audiobooks. The problem with listening or watching videos is that you are passive. Reading is active. That is why you don't like it. Because you have to work. Audios give you an illusion that you are receiving, but you didn't work for what you got. You didn't earn it. You are not causing anything. In this work, raising you to human being level, the secret ingredient is causing. If you don't have to cause anything in your life, you'll never get the hang of causing, will you? And if you don't get the hang of it, then what? You'll be left where you are. Not a cause but an effect. Floating like debris on the surface of life. You could, like me, choose a program where you need to be called to account daily. My Hero program is like that. You could start with your health. As your mental acuity drops, your health will drop too. Guaranteed. I just did some muscle testing for a woman who is a business coach. How astute can she be? How accurate coach can she be with the level of acuity she has, 1% on a scale of 1 to 100? Were many of my coaches that don't even consider hearing out the client's issue before they already have the answer? If your input, what you see, what you hear, what you perceive doesn't improve, your output will be pitiful too. Of course the clients are stupid too. That's the only reason many coaches still make money. That's why many people still buy Chinese real estate. And, of course, that's why Bernie Madoff could steal so much money. Stupid as the stupid does. Really. The number of people who come to me after human design calculates for them their eating style from their birth time is staggering. The number of people who got burned by the manifestation gurus, the abundance gurus, is even bigger. I won't tell you what books to read. Read any books. I raised my IQ with fiction, and thrillers mainly. It is important that you read something you glean pleasure from. Or you won't keep it up. Read physical books, read on the Kindle, read on your phone, read PDF books on your PC. Work for what you want. Develop a higher mental acuity. Don't read for any other reason than for pleasure. And when you ask, what am I building with that? Build your future self. Read to build yourself into a person you can love. There is no higher aspiration than that. Really. Whatever you do in life, unless you love yourself, you can't love your life. It is a drag, it is a burden, it is imposed on you. So set out for yourself becoming a person you can love. Not narcissistic love. That you already have. No, a person you can love because they are lovable. To you. Surprisingly, integrity is the key. Integrity? Yeah. Your two selves, everyone has two selves, your real self that does things in the world, and your pretend I that you hope is you, but isn't, need to come closer through the practice of the principles of integrity. None of the work I teach can be accomplished on the level of integrity where you live. Where inspiration quickly turns into dutifulness. I'll put Landmark's integrity statement here, so you can save it on your computer or phone. And if you want, if you are really interested in becoming a person you can love, do the integrity workshop through the videos I have for you. Do them continually, if needed. You'll notice that you missed 90% or more the first listening. But every time you get more of it. And the essence or the course only after a long time. Why? Your acuity doesn't allow you to get alien distinctions, but you will grow your acuity with reading. I hope. Put in your calendar a schedule to study the integrity course once a week for a few hours. On a day when you can both read and do the work with the course. Go for depth, not for quantity. Get the integrity course. Go to https://yourvibe.me/integrity to buy. Until January 9th, it includes the DNA activation to give you a better start.